Morning. I hope all of you are at least a little warm. We are certainly getting a good use of our new furnaces this morning. Have you all seen the Bud Light commercial about love on TV? Anybody seen that? Well, it's been on a lot. Maybe if I tell you about it, you'll recognize it. Alan has seen it. There's a gentleman and a lady. They're sitting at a table, and she says to him, you know, I love you. And he starts to return the favor and starts to say, I. And then he can't really spit it out. He says, I really love you. I really love you. And this continues on and on. And she says to him, oh, that's so cute. And then the waitress comes by and she says, would you like another Bud Light? And he says, I'd love one. Of course, she's not very happy about that. You know, it's a funny ad, but there's a little bit of truth to it. Sometimes we're pretty happy to love the things that make us happy, that we want, like a Bud Light perhaps for that man, or, you know, a new car, nice house, or the convenience of being able to do what you want more than other people. It's pretty easy to love those things. It's pretty easy to say, oh, I'd love to have that. Thank you very much. But loving another person is a different thing altogether. Loving another person is not always easy. Loving another person requires that you sometimes sacrifice a little. It requires that you sometimes don't get what you want in the process. Now, I'm not suggesting that love is about sacrificing everything that you have. It's not about being beaten up upon for another person. We shouldn't subject ourselves to those that don't show us love in return, but it is about some sort of bargaining. It is about a give and a take between two people in a relationship, no matter that be brothers and sisters or a marriage or a friendship. Every relationship of love has some give and take. You'll probably recognize our 1 Corinthians chapter 13 passage. At least I know I recognize it, not just because I went to seminary, but it is one of the most favorite of scripture passages for weddings. When I'm sitting, you know, counseling people, pre-counseling for marriage, I say, oh, you know, do you have any scriptures in mind? And I can almost guarantee, yeah, we like 1 Corinthians chapter 13 something, the passage about love. And I'm like, oh, yes, okay, we can have that. Have you thought about any others? It's not that I don't like this passage from 1 Corinthians. In fact, it's one of my favorites. I love it. I love Paul. I love his logic. I love how he ties all these things together. It's just that it's almost become cliche. I mean, there's the passage where it says, love is patient, love is kind, love is not irritable, love does not keep score. And part of me says, well, too bad marriage isn't like that. I don't mean to say that marriage is a bad thing, and I don't mean to make fun of love. It's just that at least most marriages I know, and I'll include mine, I'm certainly irritable at times. Amelia certainly is as well. We certainly keep score. We try not to. But, you know, often we will have conversations like, this reminds me of when you insert giant mistake that Brian made previously in our marriage. A good example of that is our lovely staircase, which those of you who have been to our house for different functions know is very unattractive. That puts it nicely. In fact, John Deal said it well when somebody was talking about, well, as a joke, you know, well, you just need to have the tackiest thing that there could possibly be up there for that. And John said, he already does. Oh, the debates we have had about the staircase. We had one very recently. And she wants some things, I want other things. Both of us are fairly entrenched in our ideas. A lot of huffing and puffing. There was a reminder of something that I didn't do so well at one point in time. It is a difficult thing. It's not easy. But it's important. It's important to have those discussions. And we have those discussions, even if they're uncomfortable, because we love each other. Because that is what comes with love. If one of us were just to say, to the heck with you, I'm doing whatever I want, I don't really care about your needs, and storm off, not talk about it, stonewall the other, that really isn't love. And it also doesn't really make a solution that will ultimately work in some way for two people. Paul, at the end of his passage that we read, says that when I was a child, I did childish things, but as I grew up and became an adult, I put those things away. There are different ways to interpret that passage. The way I prefer, at least for today's sermon, is to point out that love is not easy. You see, when we're a baby, it's really all about us. I mean, it has to be. We can't really do anything. Can't feed ourselves. Can't change your diapers. Human babies, by default, would simply die if they didn't have somebody to do every single thing that needed to be done for them. They can't help but only think about themselves. That's what they're built to do. And our hope is that with some good parenting along the way, that as children grow up, that they learn more about what other people need and less perhaps about what that desire is at the very moment. Now, I get kidded a lot about this because I'm an only child, so of course everybody assumes that I get everything I want, but I like to think that my parents did a good job teaching me that even though I was the only kid, that our family extended further than just our house. It was all the people around us, and that perhaps what was more important than what I wanted at that very moment was what was best for the people around. And you see, as you grow into adulthood, hopefully that becomes more of the idea. Not totally losing yourself, but remembering that you are not the only person in the world. You are not the most important person in the world. There are other people, and our actions affect them, and we need to be conscious of that. And it's a difficult thing. I think some children idolize adulthood. They think, well, I get to do whatever I want. I'll be able to drive or drink. I'll get to go to bed whenever I want. I'll get to live wherever I want. Nobody can tell me what to do. I see some parents smiling in the audience. They have clearly heard these statements before. But we all know, those of us who have grown up, that that's not the idyllic paradise that children might think. You see, with all that freedom comes responsibility. Responsibility for yourself, responsibility for all those around you. I know that when my parents divorced and my mother and I lived alone, she didn't get to do a lot of the things that she wanted. She didn't get to go out whenever she wanted. She didn't get to buy whatever she wanted. She had to sacrifice somewhat because of me. I'm forever grateful for that. But the point is, it wasn't a paradise by any stretch of the imagination. Yet there was reward. My mother, who will be visiting in a couple of weeks, loves me, loves what I've become, is proud of me, and that's a gift that you can't buy at a store. It's a gift you can't put on a credit card. It takes love and it takes work, and it's hard sometimes, but it's worth it in the end. You see, love is not easy. It's not easy, but if it's done, it's worthwhile. Now, our passage from Jeremiah is the very beginning of Jeremiah. It is the time in which the Lord says to Jeremiah, you know, basically, you're going to be my prophet, and this is what you're going to say. And Jeremiah is taken aback. He says, well, you know, I'm not even old enough. You know, I don't even have a license to be a prophet. And the Lord says, no, you will be, and I will give you the words to say. Further goes on to say, you essentially will be part of the destruction and creation of nations. You will be part of grand things. And this is a foretelling of what happens in Jeremiah, where Jeremiah is warning Judah of all the things that they're not doing right. And in the end, Babylonia comes and Nebuchadnezzar destroys the temple in 586 BC. Now, what I take from that passage, today at least, is that all of us get a message from God. All of us have an important thing. Perhaps we're not going to all be part of destroying nations, and that's fine. Not suggesting that. But we all are given a word by God. We are all given a mission. We are all important. Even if we think we're too young or too inexperienced, too poor, too unimportant, too unloved, whatever it is that's a limitation that we think is holding us back, with God, we can do so much. With God, we can join together to accomplish great things. With God, we can show each other the love that each one of us deserves. And it's not easy. It's not always easy to accomplish these things. It's not easy to stand up for somebody's rights. It's not easy to help an impoverished nation rebuild itself. It's not easy to care for the weak and the poor and the sick. It's not easy, but it's worth it. And if we do it with love, it can happen. Love is great. It is the most important of things, Paul tells us. And if we have that great love in our hearts, if we understand that that love is given to us by God, if we understand that with that love we all can work together to make the world a better place, then there is nothing that can stop us. Nothing that can stand in our way. If that love is hollow, if it's just a little note on a card, if it's like the guy in the Bud Light commercial that can't quite get it off the tip of his tongue, if we're scared of what it might mean, if we don't really want the responsibility that comes with love, well, we probably won't achieve much. Probably will just fall back upon what it is that we want, what's convenient for the time. And we look back upon our lives and wonder what could have been. We might be disappointed. And so I encourage all of you, in whatever relationship you have, may it be a great one in which you are working with many people to change something in the world, or even just the relationship between you and a friend. Whatever love you have in that, make it great. Make it great love. Don't make it meek or mild. Don't be scared of the difficulties that might come with it. God will help you with those. Don't be afraid of great love. It is the most important thing for all of us. Amen.